You're going to see us at the table next, eating our bread, and I'm going to be chatting about the order in which you eat it. You can also see below some extra information. It isn't just about eating the bread, it's the way you eat it, where you eat it, how you eat it with, who you share your bread with. Have a look at this. I think you are going to love it, and I hope you take some inspiration for your own table from this.
Oh, I love this.
So part of baking is lifestyle medicine, and part of the proven bread isn't just the bread itself, which right now is in the centre of the table. It's actually a way of eating, and I've invited my friends over to come hang out and eat with me. But actually, it's not just the bread itself, it's how you eat the bread. So we're eating together, sharing. Everybody's brought something to the table. And if you look just over here, we've got salad on the table. Now, the salad and the... there's two salads, actually. There's tomato salad, and there are also olives, and there's various chopped bits and pieces. When you eat your bread sequentially with your salad first, or lining your stomach with something, that helps to slow down the rate of assimilation of carbohydrates. And then what we have here is we have vinaigrette. Now, vinaigrette is a live probiotic vinegar. We've put extra virgin olive oil in here and some mustard. And what I'm going to ask everyone to do is just pour a little of that over your salad, because that vinegar and oil combined is a Mediterranean way of making and eating. And that, again, has another impact on slowing down the rate of assimilation of carbohydrate. Eating and sharing together gives you that chance to have a conversation or not. You don't have to have a conversation, but actually just sharing the bread and gathering together and putting all good things around the bread is very much part of the way in which you eat your bread. It's not just sitting down, it's sharing. So here's my challenge to you. If you've got a proven bread,
chocolate butter,
think about making an extra sandwich, an open sandwich or something, and share it. Take an extra one to work with you. Invite a friend over, share your breakfast with someone, and try and put that sequential eating in to give you the best possible all-round nourishment for your gut. And the way that we look at it and the way we talk about it is eating a rainbow. It's also about connecting back to the farmer as well. So we've got lots of hummuses on the table here, which is amazing, and lots of beans. And again, we're supporting that connection back to the farm, the soil and the beans as part of that protocol. So yeah, it's beautiful. Happy Bon Appetit, everyone. So enjoy.